terrible story to report this morning, to have to report out of Newark Valley, but also really out of Owego. An overnight fire in Newark Valley has claimed the life of one firefighter and severely injured another. The Newark Valley Fire Department responded to Chamberlain Road around 11 o'clock last night for the report of a shed on fire. That shed quickly spread to a nearby residence. Additional crews were called from Campville, Newark Valley, Berkshire, Maine, and Owego Fire Departments. Union Center was called later this morning. Unconfirmed reports say that an Owego firefighter died at the scene. Another had to be transported to Upstate Medical Center in Syracuse for severe burns. The fire chief requested a medical helicopter last night, but because of the weather, it was unable to fly, so I guess ground transportation was used. Details are really sketchy at this time, Lou, but we'll keep you up to date as more information is released. As I say, it's an unconfirmed report. Let me clarify that, Lou. Mm-hmm. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
The officials have not yet had a chance to send the press release. They're writing it now, and we'll get it first, and when we get it, we will pass it along and let you know the details. We know that one firefighter has died and that another is in the hospital. We're not, the names have not been released. There's some rumors as to who. We're not going to say until the names are on paper, out of respect for the families. That's our job. So it's a sad morning here Owego for two Owego families, as well as...
And all the firefighters involved.
Well, that's the other thing, really, is that's, you know...
Their extended
family.
You've
got two Owego families, and then you've got the Owego Fire Department family, which extends really onto the Tioga County Fire and EMS family. And it's a really terrible thing. So we're going to continue to keep you up to date. This is, you know...
And the fire was in the Newark Valley area?
It was in Newark Valley. It was on Chamberlain Road.
Chamberlain Road, yeah.
You know, cold temperatures always seem to bring out some structure fire. Worst conditions seem to bring these things out.
And, they haven't gotten any cause of the fire yet either. That's probably still being investigated.
Right. That takes a long time to investigate, usually. And... is there being a fatality involved? They're
even more thorough now.
Be an even lengthier investigation, yeah. I'm sure. So that's what's going on.
Not a good one, Dave.
No, it's a bad day today. It's a bad day.
You didn't happen to respond to that fire call, did you?
No, we were not called. Six departments around Tioga County were called, including Campville, Berkshire, Maine, Owego, Union Center, Newark Valley. Did I get all everybody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, that's 6. So,
well, that's too bad. Kind of set you back a little bit.
Yeah,
quite a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been kind of a rough month for the fire service.
Yeah,
you know, going back a month or so, almost a month to West Webster. Where that is such a high magnitude tragedy that the bigger the magnitude, the more deeply it affects the larger area of people.
Sure.
I'm getting messages from all over the place this morning, check-ins and whatever, and so that's what's going on.
That's sad.
We'll keep you posted. We'll let you know when we can know. We're leaving some time here for family members to get notified, which is the right way to do it.
Absolutely.
And
what time of night was the fire, Dave?
11 o'clock last night.
11 o'clock
last
night.
Call came in just before 11.
Wow.
So, and by, I think it was like around 11:40, they were requesting a helicopter and could not fly in the weather. By the way, roads this morning are also pretty tricky, so give yourself some time. Be careful on those.